We're joined here today by Dalhousie Professor Jeremy Brown to discuss the latest funding the health research team received from the Canadian Institute of Health and Research. How are you doing today, Professor Jeremy?
Yes, very good.
So how much funding is your research team receiving and what will it be going towards?
So we're receiving about 700,000 Canadian over 5 years. And the research funding is mostly going to towards students and research staff to conduct a preclinical study on a brain cancer model. And so essentially the money is mostly supporting salary, but also supporting the preclinical work and the MRI and ultrasound scanning costs. And essentially that's where the costs are going towards. Yeah.
And can you tell us a little bit about your cancer initiatives and research? What does it cover and how will it help advance health?
My research program is mostly focused on developing new ultrasound technologies. And so traditionally it was mostly in very high resolution ultrasound imaging technologies for essentially making surgical guidance probes, ultrasound probes. And then in the last few years, I've crossed over and started developing ultrasound therapy technologies as well. And this is kind of a new technology where you can essentially obliterate tissue with an ultrasound pulse. Essentially, you convert it into gas bubbles just by applying enough focused pressure on a point. And then so the tissue turns into gas bubbles. And then when it collapses, just turns into tissue fragments. And so this a very new type of tissue ablation. And of course, our target is to obliterate tumors, not healthy tissue. So the advantage of this technology is that you can not only very, very precisely target tissues, from far away from your probe, but you can obliterate them in a way that is very beneficial. And the major benefits are there's no heating involved. So it's a mechanical process. So that the tumor tissue just kind of like, it's like a mechanical blender, just homogenizes the tumor. And then the secondary benefit is that we're, and this is a big focus of our research, the CIHR research project, is that a secondary benefit is that it initiates a very positive immune response. So all tumor ablation technologies out there, whether it be radiation, RF ablation, even mechanical scalpel resection, they all do initiate to some degree some immune response from the body that where the body recognizes there's a tumor there and wants to attack it, but it's not a very strong response. And there's a lot of blocking mechanisms preventing it from cleaning up the tumor cells. And this new ultrasound technology has recently been shown to initiate a much, much stronger immune response. And so the focus of our study is to use this brain tumor model, obliterate, some of the tumor tissue, and then track what the immune response is to ablating these brain tumors with ultrasound, this new ultrasound technology. And nobody's ever done this before with this type of tumor. So it'll be, and because the brain has a very isolated immune system, it'll be really, really interesting to see how the immune system responds to this type of tumor ablation. And so at the back end of the project, once we track all the immune response to this ablation, we're going to combine it with an immunotherapy. So partially ablate the tumors, combine it with immunotherapy to sort of like prime the immune system and then bump up the immune system's performance with the immunotherapy.
What is immunotherapy exactly?
That is an excellent question. So there's several different types of immunotherapies out there. I can really just speak to the one that we're focusing on. So these are called checkpoint inhibitors. And so essentially just a kind of a high level, when you ablate a tumor and it initiates this immune response, because the tumor debris is you know, showing the body that there's something there that it should be attacking. The body, the tumor itself actually tries to block that immune response. There's a few different mechanisms for doing that. And so this type of immunotherapy, which are, they're called checkpoint inhibitors, they actually try to stop the body from stopping the immune response. And so that's, in a nutshell, that's how it works. And these checkpoint inhibitors work much better when you initiate that immune response, which is what these ablation technologies can do. So a combinational therapy is the absolute ideal situation.
That's so interesting. And you said that you're doing this for the first time, because when I think of cancer treatments, I think of chemotherapy, radiation, and these all have mild to severe side effects. I guess, will this have any side effects? And if so, what are they?
Yes. So these checkpoint inhibitors have side effects associated with them. So basically when you're, so like I said, you're sort of telling the body to kind of stop blocking the immune system's response. And so what happens is you can trigger these sort of autoimmune, responses, which are, you know, can be quite severe in some cases, depending on the patient. But essentially you're amplifying the immune system so much that you start, your body starts attacking, you know, healthy tissue as well. In terms of the brain tumor, the brain tumor that we're targeting is glioblastoma. And it's a type of cancer that's universally fatal. So the standard of care is to go in, you resect the tumor, the surgeon will surgically remove it the best they can, and then they follow up that treatment with something like chemotherapy or radiation, but 100% of the time, the tumor comes back. So it's essentially has a 5-year survival rate of about 0%. Really we're talking about a cancer where we're absolutely desperate for some sort of, you know, possible cure and hope for this, for survival for this cancer. And I think this is a really interesting approach to doing that, combining, you know, removal of the tumor, bulk removal of the tumor with an immunotherapy to sort of prevent it from returning.
And can we talk a little bit about glioblastoma for those who are not familiar with it? So what is a target and how does it affect the body and mind?
The tumor itself? This would be great. So I work pretty closely with a neurosurgeon, Dr. Adrienne Weeks at NSH and Dalhousie. And she's, you know, I think she does something like 50% of the glioblastoma tumors in Atlantic Canada. And so she's a real expert on them. And something I didn't realize, because we've just recently started just imaging only with our ultrasound probe, imaging patients in the OR, like Dr. Weeks is the one using the probe and to see if we can visualize the tumor effectively. And what I didn't realize is what an emergency glioblastoma is. So when the patient finds out they have glioblastoma to the surgery, getting the surgery is only about a week's time. So once they get, it usually starts with a seizure or something, and then they get an MRI and they see there's a tumor, and then within a week they want to operate on that tumor. So I didn't realize that usually when you find a tumor, it's like, oh, we have a few months to plan this out. So when we do have a patient coming up, it's a real emergency. I guess this tumor is really just an extremely deadly tumor. It's aggressive, it's fast, and time is of the essence to debulk it as soon as you find out you have one. And it's a really terrible cancer, and it's actually very prominent in children and younger adults as well.
And tell us a little bit about your team of researchers. How many do you have? Who do they consist of? And who's going to be working on this new initiative?
Yeah, so I have a research associate that has worked with me for many years, and his name is Dr. Tom Landry. And so he is just absolutely the expert in doing this preclinical research on the small animals. He's got a neuroscience background and training. So he's just a key researcher and a key part of this project. And then I have about, I think I have about 6 graduate students working, but there'll be 2 graduate students working on this project as well. And then I have a project manager that is really more focused on the clinical side. So all the patient testing we're doing with the imaging probe, she coordinates that and works with the patients to get consent and all that stuff.
I guess if your research proves successful, people may not need to do surgery or use chemotherapy as a form. So it's kind of a replacement to it.
The technology we're developing is really still a surgical approach. So you would go in and still surgically remove the tumor. But if you surgically remove it with this type of ultrasound ablation instead of what the technology they use now is, and then combine it with the immunotherapy, the real advantage is that it's possible that you could actually cure an uncurable cancer is the idea. So that's the big advantage. But beyond that, if we get really positive results in the research where we combine the immunotherapy with the ultrasound ablation, you could potentially do it non-invasively. So you could ablate a little bit of the tumor from outside the skull. You're never going to get all of it with that external approach. But as long as you can initiate that immune response and then combine it with an immunotherapy, it is possible that you could do it without surgery in the future.
Is there anything else you would like to add for Dalhousie audiences?
No. I mean, I would say that the only thing I would say is the graduate students that I recruit are unbelievable, like world class, among the best in this field in the world. When they go present their research, people around the world are blown away, and most are recruited from Dalhousie, Nova Scotia. So I would say that a common misconception is that you got to go to MIT or Harvard or Caltech to get these world-class students, but no, we get them right here at Dalhousie as well.